Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Well, hello there, strangers. I'm back after far too long. I know. It feels like I'm never doing these podcasts anymore, but I will be here. Actually, I'm going to have an episode next week and then at least once a month because I just can't quit you guys. Now, fair warning, this episode is going to be all over the place. I really have no set agenda. I've just been jotting things down, taking notes, like, oh my God, I need to talk about this. So there's no rhyme or reason. And it kind of is indicative of what my life is like the past couple weeks, because if you listen to any of our other podcasts or podcasts that I do with Amanda, you know that I started this big project of repainting my kitchen cabinets and also a couple other little projects while I'm at it, as long as they have the sander and the paint out. But if you've ever taken on a big project like that, you know your house and therefore your life just becomes a complete disaster. So when I have a mess around me, chaos around me, that's kind of what's going on in my brain and deep down in my soul. And you're going to hear that and witness that in today's episode. Now, I have things I want to talk about from Mayor of Easttown to 90 Day Fiancé to Sherry Papini. I'm telling you, I'm all over the place. So I guess first, let me talk about 90 Day Fiancé because it's going to be very brief. I don't think I can remember any season or even version of the show, like What Now or The Single Life, any of those that have been as bad and as boring as the season of Happily Ever After. I'm watching it, but I'm absolutely fast-forwarding through Libby's sections because it is so put on and fake that at what point does a producer who's on the set, on the scene, be like, okay, this is too much, you guys. Have you been talking? I know you're supposed to encourage drama and you need something for the show to send back to your editors or Sharp or whoever looks at it, but this is a lot. That they're going on a boat and the sisters are fighting and they're going to knock each other off the boat. Although I would knock Libby off wearing that stupid pearl-studded headband that she thinks looks good. It's just a lot. So I fast forward through all of that because I think her family actually likes Andre, because they're all one and the same. They're all assholes. They're all selfish. They're all greedy. They're perfect for each other. So screw all of them. I don't even watch it because it's the same thing since we met them. Except Libby has laid off of the crazy lipstick. You almost forgot about it, right? I mean, that we have to give her credit for. Who else? Oh, Angela. She's still in Los Angeles talking about this plastic surgery. We get it. We've seen Botched before. We've watched My 600-Pound Life. We've seen The Housewives. One plastic surgery story is really one too much. We don't really even care anymore. That might have been interesting maybe 2, 3, 5 seasons ago. But especially with everything going on with COVID, people going into the hospital for involuntary reasons, to hear Angela bitch and complain about getting probably free or highly, deeply discounted plastic surgery, let's just not. All right, Ange. Now, Asuelu and Kalani, I don't know whether I enjoy watching them or not, because as much as Kalani would like to convince herself and convince us that she does love Asuelu and she wants it to work out, she is so miserable, and they are not meant to be together. I think they could co-parent if Asuelu were to become a little bit more mature, if he had a little bit of low deep down inside of him. But I think we all know he doesn't, or it's going to be a long road to getting there. Now, I would watch a spinoff of Kalani and Kalini, or just Lo, because Lo can get it. But them in this season, watching the kids and, oh, they're going out on date night. Let's just not. Now, actually, speaking of people who can get it, Tiffany's dad, oh my God. Is it just me, or is he the most beautiful man? I mean, he has the kind eyes. He has a deep soul, maybe an old soul that has actually come out in Tiffany's son, Daniel. I almost forgot his name, but who can forget Daniel? Daniel's kind of entering that little awkward stage, but he's still very cute. Now she bangs. I've noticed that Tiffany is pulling her bangs back. And to that, thank you, Tiffany, for pulling back baby bangs. Just don't give your kids bangs. Don't say my daughter has a big forehead, we need to cover it up, or whatever reason. I don't think that any kid should have bangs, period. And that goes for boys too. The boys with the big bowl cuts, I feel like that went out in like 1994, and I'm not a big fan of that. But okay, I'm getting off subject here. Let's get back to her sexy dad. He just has my heart. I feel like between he and Lo, or him and Lo, I should say, Lo has the sexiness, that hot factor, but Father Tiffany is the type of guy who is going to tell you that you're beautiful even when you're feeling really low. Like, he's going to remind you that you are a beautiful woman inside and out, and your soul sings to the heavens. He just has that kind of quality to him. So that's what I'm really concentrating on as I'm watching this show. I realize that I sound completely psychotic, and to that I apologize, but this is what happens when I'm away from you for this long. That means that you got to go listen to We Love to Hate Everything and Total Request Podcast and We Love to Hate TV. But I'm going to move right along here. You know what? Let's talk about things that are on TV, as long as we are not watching 90 Day Fiancé. Did I forget? I'm sure I forgot other people to talk about, but I don't even really care about anyone else on the show. All right. I did watch the Friends reunion. I would watch Friends when it was on, but it wasn't a show that I had to be there, like must-see TV. I'm going to stay home and record it on my VCR or my, God, what do we have? What was it, TiVo back then? It was just one of those shows like, okay, cool, it's on, but I definitely have not seen every episode of every season. The ones that are funny and iconic, I've seen them, and they are hilarious. Now, this reunion was very awkward. I thought Matthew Perry was not as bad as I expected him to be. I saw him in the People magazine interview that he did, and he definitely seemed way more off than he did during the actual reunion. And I know they said that he had teeth surgery or something, but, you know, Angela had teeth surgery. And I'm sure a lot of teen moms that also went to stress camp also got teeth surgery. I mean, he's definitely on something. I hope he's doing well. But what I'm trying to say is, yeah, he seemed a little off, more so in the other interviews than during their actual reunion. But I think others came across even worse during it. And I'm talking about Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox. I just think they came across as very kind of uppity compared to the other people. And I'm probably projecting here a little bit. And obviously, well, I guess they're all big stars, but Jennifer Aniston is obviously the big movie star of the group. She was a little subtly wanting to make it all about herself. Or maybe I was just put off because the way she speaks is emotional, and she was in tears the whole time, but also her face doesn't move. And I never noticed how much filler or work Jennifer Aniston has done, but it's very obvious in these scenes. And maybe because, now that I think of it, the only time I ever really see Jennifer Aniston is in magazines or online, and it's just photos of her. So she's probably just been speaking like this for years, but she isn't really doing anything besides Aveeno commercials. So I haven't noticed. But yeah, she's gotten a lot of work in the mouth area because she could barely move her mouth. Who doesn't love a bowl of cereal? I bet you're imagining it right now, but you're thinking, oh, yeah, right. Those were the days, just me and a bowl full of carbs. Well, I am here to tell you to stop daydreaming about it and start ordering Magic Spoon cereals. I just had a bowl of Fruity Magic Spoon this morning, as a matter of fact, with zero guilt, because Magic Spoon is only 140 calories a serving, 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. But of course, you're wondering, how does it taste? Because it sounds too good to be true. But I have to debunk that phrase because Magic Spoon is insanely good. And it is true that you can have your health and eat it too. I am not the only one in this house that loves Magic Spoon either. I got my husband hooked on it because, first of all, he loves mixing the cocoa and peanut butter together. It tastes like a peanut butter cup. Plus, it's the only cereal that he can eat that doesn't mess with his blood sugar. My kids both love the frosted variety. Lately, they've been eating it not only with milk, but they put it in a Ziploc bag. They eat it as a snack while they're doing their virtual learning. It's a win-win. Now, I am not the best at prepping snacks, so I love that they're packing it themselves. Super nutritious foods like Magic Spoon in a bag that takes zero effort or planning on my part. And if you haven't tried Magic Spoon, I'd say start with the variety pack because it includes frosted, cocoa, fruity, and peanut butter. I mean, you can't lose there. But there's also blueberry, cinnamon, and I just looked to go reorder, and there are 2 new limited editions, chocolate peanut butter and the box that I just ordered 2 of, actually, jelly donut. Jelly Donut 2021 really is looking brighter. So go to magicspoon.com/Jodie, J-O-D-I-E, to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use my promo code Jodie at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, as am I, that it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/Jodie and use the code Jodie to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Now, Courtney Cox, we know she had that tragic plastic surgery or filler thing a couple years ago, and it was wild. It hasn't completely dissolved. She still has some crazy filler in the cheeks and the eyes. And if that makes you happy, like, I'm all for women doing whatever the hell they want to do to their body. She's got the right to do it. In my opinion, I think she would be more beautiful without it because she has such small features. Like, she's a petite little woman. So when you have these crazy cheekbones, it just doesn't look in proportion to her body, in my opinion. I think she would age so beautifully without all the extra fill in her face. For some reason, Lisa Kudrow, she's just ageless. And obviously she's had some things done. But for some reason to me, if she were to play Phoebe again, she would look exactly the same to me. And maybe she just lucked out, just the shape of her face and everything and good genetics. So to me, she looks the exact same. Now, obviously, Matt LeBlanc has definitely gotten, I wouldn't even say dad bod, like, he's put on weight. He's got a stomach and everything. And I never really got the whole Matt LeBlanc is hot thing. He just wasn't really my look, almost like too cute or something. But it was so funny and so charming. I'm a huge Matt LeBlanc fan now. I might go back and, well, no, actually I won't. I'm not going to lie to you. I was going to say go back and watch whatever series of shows that he was on that got quickly canceled after a first season, but I won't. But his personality, I never knew. He was such a nice, funny guy. David Schwimmer won me over as well because I have read so many blind items. Ooh, that reminds me. I read a really good blind item. Add that to the crazy frenetic list that I'm going to be talking about today. I've read so many blind items that he is a total jerk in real life, like a don't you know who I am, and he won't take pictures with fans and refuses autographs and all that kind of stuff. But he was so funny. I loved that we really got to see the real reason why Ross was so lovable. And it really was the choices that David Schwimmer made. Okay, now with all that out of the way, I'm sounding like I'm gushing about this reunion, but it was pretty cringy, especially that runway modeling catwalk thing, the costume show. What the fuck was that? First of all, why was it even planned? Why did they have it? And second of all, why didn't they cut it? Because it was terrible. There's some model chick that Kara, I don't know, I always want to say Chloe Sevigny or whatever, Chloe Delamonte, whatever her name is. For some reason, she's on there modeling. Justin Bieber comes out wearing a potato costume, and he really thinks he's a comedian. He thought he was hilarious, and he's just like walking down doing this dumb little thing with his fingers. And then Matt LeBlanc comes out wearing all of Chandler's clothes and does the lunge. Funny. But I think we could have just gone with that. Had they cut all the previous stupid stuff out of there that made no sense whatsoever and just had Matt LeBlanc come out, we would have been like, oh my God, that was so funny. We wouldn't have even said any of the other stuff was cringy. But the first thing that comes to my mind is that fashion show. And if you didn't watch Friends or you don't want to watch the reunion, it's almost worth it to go and see how bad that was. Yikes. Now, what else? Oh, okay, just really quick. And then I do want to talk about that blind item before I forget. I have been watching Mayor of Easttown. I'm not going to give any spoilers away here. I'm just going to say the last couple episodes were awesome. The first 2 to 3, the accent was just a lot. And I realize that that's a Pennsylvania or Philly accent, but they were leaning real hard into it. And it was distracting. Like, we know you're Kate Winslet, okay? You don't have to do your normal British accent, but you don't need to be saying warder and daughter and, I mean, just like everything. Oh, she's eating a Philly cheesesteak in every other scene. We get it. You're a middle-class, grumpy detective with no sex life, but now she's getting her groove back. It was a little much. And weird how her hair, when she was on her dates, her hair looked great. Like, it looked like a normal ombre. But then when she's on the beat, all of a sudden you see it's like 5 inches of black root and blonde. Again, they were leaning into that. It kind of reminded me of, what was the other show? The one with Toni Collette, I think, was in it. And she was like the rape detective and she's driving an El Camino around town. All right, guys, cool. All right, now this blind item. I just read it the other day on Blind Gossip. You know, that's my favorite. And if you are wondering about why I get certain feelings about Harry and Meghan, go and look at Blind Gossip. I'm not their biggest fans. I'll be totally honest. I'm not going to talk about it here because I know a lot of you guys love them. I just see a certain pattern of things that I'm not a big fan of. That all aside, Blind Gossip is a great place to read about some behind the scenes things from some of their insiders and palace insiders. But one of them I read, of course, I instantly knew who it was about this A-list actress, triple threat, who recently broke up, but she always has to be with a guy immediately after a breakup. And she went back to a list actor who also made a big splash with her previously. So obviously I'm talking about J-Lo and Ben Affleck. But this blind item went into her whole thing wanting to allegedly get Ben Affleck's kids into her little circus. So when she was with A-Rod, you would always see these big family happy photo opportunities. Like, I think on Christmas, you know, they're all in their Christmas jammies and they're all going to games together. And on New Year's Eve, they kiss each other, then they kiss their kids, you know, big happy family. And J-Lo is wanting to get Ben and the kids out so they can get paparazzi photos and it can be her chance to stay in the limelight and also to be seen as a big, I was gonna say sex star. Jesus, how old am I? Well, actually, I will be 1 year older than I am now next week on my birthday, which is June 14th, Flag Day. Yay. Also Donald Trump's birthday. But my sister shares a birthday with Barack Obama, so it kind of cancels each other out. But anyway, what was I saying? Okay. So Jennifer Garner, of course, does not want that to happen. And then this whole blind item was like, oh, Jennifer Garner would be pissed and she's not going to let the kids see Ben. Ben's just falling back into her web, and also how J-Lo's publicists, they always have to get the next guy in there. And that's why she was with that really young dancer for a while. Well, I guess Madonna does that too. Well, they all do that, but they have to be seen as this very sexual woman that every guy wants to be with them, even though she's so old in her 40s or 50s. I think we should just do away with the young boyfriend thing. Like, why can't they just be with someone their age and we see them as sexy as they are because J-Lo's hot and she's sexy? Now, I'm slowing my speech down because I don't want to that be taken the wrong way. I'm not saying women can't date younger men. What I'm saying is, why can't we as society just be like, she's sexy as she is. She doesn't have to be with a young guy or get validation from a backup dancer for us to be like, oh, well, if backup dancer Tony thinks she's hot, well, then she still must be able to get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. Feels is the better way to feel better. Want to clear your head, reduce anxiety, pain, or relieve sleeplessness? Well, Feels Premium CBD has been my go-to for so long now, I really cannot imagine not having it as an option for when I'm personally feeling kind of frazzled or stressed out. Now, the world of CBD can be confusing, but once I checked out Feels and I talked to them personally, I felt a hell of a lot better about trying it, using it, and now singing its praises. So first of all, you have to know that Feels is a premium CBD that's sourced, grown, and bottled right here in the US. Secondly, Feels takes a more effective approach by delivering a full spectrum or whole plant CBD that contains all forms of cannabinoid available in the plant, which is considered to be much more effective than isolate CBD. If you're just trying Feels out, I'd recommend the flight of three different strengths for just $20. But if you know your way around, then just go for it. I personally find the 2400 milligram helpful if I can't sleep, but also if I'm especially stressed out and I need a little calming kick in the pants, I just put a few drops under my tongue and I can feel the difference within minutes. I still feel like myself and 100% alert, but minus that existential crisis mode. And if you're lucky enough to get to feels.com/realityb quickly enough, you'll see Feels has a good Feels kit available right now. It's limited edition, and it's a kit with 100% of the net proceeds donated to Painted Brain, an LA-based mental health nonprofit focused on group art therapy. And might I add that it makes a great little gift. I finally delivered them to my nieces about, 2 weeks ago, and they went nuts over them. So start feeling better with Feels. Become a member today by going to feels.com/realityb, and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feals.com/realityb to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping. Click the link in the show notes. That's feals.com/realityb. Oh, okay. So in this other blind item about J-Lo, actually this one was from Dumois, that Instagram account. They were talking about J-Lo's rider when she goes to concert venues or her movies or whatever. And I love a good celebrity rider deep dive. So, of course, I went into that. But hers was most recently, she requests pumpkin seed bark thins. So wherever she's going to be going, her assistants or the venues have to go well in advance. Like if they know she's going to be there next spring, in fall when it's on the shelves, they'll just buy it all out because she's got to have her pumpkin seed bark thins. She must shit a lot because, I mean, seeds like that, that's very fibrous and whatever. She also requests a lot of skincare, which is crazy because didn't she just release her own line of skincare? Yikes, this doesn't look good on her. So she's got Dr. Hauschka Rose Day Cream. Oh, doesn't that sound like, I was going to say Chelsea Huska. although I wouldn't put it past her and her dad to put out some skincare line. But no, it's not them. It's Dr. Hauschka Rose Day Cream. Also, Ski Essence and Mask. It's SK capital I, capital I. It sounds expensive. And also La Mer Body Lotion. Now, I know that is an expensive brand, which brings me to this question. Are they putting these things on the rider because they are actually going to use it there? Or is it their way of stocking up? Like you and I go to Sam's or Costco to stock up, they just go to their venues and they get all this free shit, free expensive stuff. And that really kind of pisses me off because I want to be able to get free stuff like that, right? I then went on a deep dive because I'm like, well, if she's doing this, is this just like a common thing? Is she an asshole or do all these famous people do it? I found out that Moby, the singer Moby, he reportedly requests that concert promoters buy him 10 pairs of white cotton underwear for each show. Now, clearly, either he's got like a Ramona Singer gut issue, or he's using that to stock up while he's on the road. Why pack all these pairs of underwear if you could just get 10 pairs at your next venue and then maybe, I don't know, throw them away as you go and you got 10 new pairs at the next place? That, I think, is smart. And you know what? If I were to request underwear, well, my favorite underwear are actually from Amazon. It's got Chinese labeling all over the back, which I've talked about this before. It's probably like, hey, big American fat lady, extra large, whatever. But I'm like, oh my God, it says rayon polyester blend. Anyway, they're my favorite brand. But if I were to get free underwear and bras places, I'd have someone fashion a certain cut from, I don't know, what's a fancy or like a nice underwear store? Victoria's Secret, do people still go there? I don't because my boobs are too big to fit in anything there. But if that's still considered like good underwear, or no, what's the one place everyone gets their lingerie in Hollywood? Oh, it's right on the tip of my tongue and I can't remember it, but I'm sure you guys are agent provide. No. Okay, well, anyway, I do that. And then I would request every different style of Elomi bras. Now, this is for any large-chested women out there, or just if you're looking for a good bra, I love those. They seem to fit really good. And if you can go on Amazon, you can find some good deals too. It's Elomi. They're not always the cheapest on Amazon, as with everything. Search it out, but they're really, really comfortable and they're really good. Okay. So some other riders. I told you I'm really into this, so I hope you enjoy this little journey with me. And then we'll see where we're at because, like I said, I've been taking a list of things I want to talk about for a month now. All right, Kanye, what does he want on tour? Well, it won't surprise you to know that he must have cylindrical vases, mint dental floss, and a discontinued speaker set that hasn't been sold for 10 years. Okay. I mean, it could be crazier, right? Oh, okay. Hold on. Here's an example of exactly how crazy he is. And this was back in 2013. Allegedly, he was on the set of a BBC show and he went to his dressing room and said the carpet was too bumpy. And he threw a fit and demanded that employees from the BBC come in and iron the carpet. I mean, I don't know what Kim Kardashian saw in him besides fame, but it's just not worth it. No freaking way. Now, also, we have Katy Perry. You're probably going to be like, okay, Jody, this is a little bitchy of you, but I think it's pretty damn picky of her. So she likes her dressing room to be draped in cream or soft pink and to have modern furniture. All right. I mean, given the choice, if you're like, what color scheme do you want? Do you want comfy sodas? Do you want comfy sofas or chairs or whatever? Okay, pick whatever furniture you want if the venue's going to give it. But then it said that she's very picky about her flowers. White and purple hydrangeas, pink and white roses, and peonies. Now, hydrangeas and peonies are my favorite too. But if those are not available, she will settle for an arrangement of seasonal white flowers, including orchids, but under no circumstances is she to receive carnations. And that was given all in caps, no carnations. I mean, if you are only going to be at these venues for a couple hours, a couple days, and you're going to be so picky and bitchy about getting carnations in your bouquet, you need to check yourself. As with all of these different people, like if you're demanding things you don't want, somehow that's a bigger asshole or diva move than things that you do want. You know what I mean? Although, what was the one that I did agree with that sounded over the top and I was like, what a bitch. Oh, it was Beyonce and I think it was Missy Elliott. They demanded that the venue change the toilet seats when they go there. And at first I was like, okay, that's a bit much. But you know what? I'm right there. I would absolutely want a new toilet seat. And what does it cost them? Like $6. A new toilet seat is like one of my top 10 favorite things to get and do around the house. Paint my kitchen cabinets, clean sheets, especially after you just shaved your legs, clean sheets. New toilet seat, love that. It hasn't been tainted, it hasn't been flagged. I could go on and on and on. Oh, you know what else I just added to that list? Get yourself to McDonald's. And trust me on this, I don't even like Sprite, but right now McDonald's has this Sprite limone slushy, and it is so freaking good. It doesn't taste real Sprite-y. It's just enough of like a little lemon, lime. It almost tastes like they threw a couple capfuls of like lime juice or lemon juice in it, and it's just the right slushy, just the right size, just a little small one. So refreshing. And all right, this is going to be a little TMI, but sometimes slushies, like I've shared them with my kids at Target. I don't know if it is the 100% fruit, sucrose, glucose that they're made of, but it will tear through my system. Like I will instantly get sick within 10 minutes of even taking a sip. But this is so good. And I think if I didn't drink the whole thing by the time I got home, it would be incredible with a little vodka in there, a little tequila, if you wanted to. I mean, I just love it plain. So, so good. McDonald's Sprite slushy. Get it. You will not regret it. Whoa, that rhymed. That was almost a Dorinda Medley there. Okay, what else? Oh, okay. I want to look into what's been going on with Sherry Papini. It has already been 4.5 years since Sherry Papini did that wannabe gone girl thing. Remember, there was the woman who was kidnapped and her fiance or her husband went to the police and was like, my wife has been kidnapped, and they didn't believe him. But then she turned up and she actually had been. And then very soon after that, Sherry Papini was the real tiny, cute blonde. She went for a run. And then she disappeared, claiming that two Hispanic women kidnapped her and branded her and then dropped her off on the side of the road on the night before Thanksgiving. And they never had any leads from that. Well, apparently the case is still open. And the police in the area, or the police that are investigating it, won't say that Sherry lied or that she's a person of interest, but they also won't rule it out. It's just at this weird standstill. But I am still dying to know. Like, I think about that case and Sherry Papini several times a year. And I always go back and I'm like, what is going on with her? She's still married to the guy, but something's going on with that. If she was mentally ill, or obviously if she lied about it, there's some screws loose, right? But something's got to happen, because then, if you remember, there was a special, I want to say it was 48 hours. I'm pretty sure it wasn't Dateline, but I could be wrong, where there was a private investigator who was allegedly contacted that he knew the people that did kidnap Sherry Papini. And it was a blind investor or something like that that really wanted to get to the bottom of the case. And this private investigator guy claimed that it was a legit thing. It's wild. If anyone else is following this, let's combine efforts, team up or something, and let's do something with it. And then let's solve some cases on that NamUs site. Somehow, summer is already here, which means it's time to prepare for skin and skincare changes. But don't fear, Agency is here. When it comes to treating your unique skincare needs, Agency knows that nothing beats the power of a prescription formula with research-based ingredients adjusted to the exact strengths you need by a licensed dermatology provider. Now, I'm on my second or third bottle of my custom Future Formula by Agency, and I can attest to the fact that Agency knows what they are doing. I listened to my dermatology provider about how my skin would adjust to my prescription, and she was right. I do not need a bunch of different products to get the results I am looking for. For me, I want to help treat the fine lines I'm starting to get around my mouth, but I also want to make sure that I'm getting hydration in other drier areas, like around my eyes. But how does Agency do it? Well, after you answer questions about your skin, you upload a few pictures of yourself without makeup on, and a licensed dermatology provider will reach out to you with their personalized recommendation. Now, we're not talking about several products. All I do is wash my face with my same basic cleanser, and then I apply my moisturizer first because my skin can get a little dry, and then I apply my custom Future Formula. Your provider may adjust that routine a little bit, but that's all there is. I love it because I can still use my favorite over-the-counter moisturizer and cleanser that I absolutely love. Here's the thing though, Agency continues to check up on you to see how you're responding to your treatment too. So if anything does need to be adjusted, it's not a problem at all. And over time, you can adjust your entire formula to suit your skin as it ages. Do what I did and try out Agency, the personalized anti-aging skincare that evolves with you. Go to withagency.com/realityTV for a free 30-day trial. Just paying $4.95 for shipping and handling. That's withagency.com/realityTV to unlock your free 30-day trial. See withagency.com for all the details, subject to consultation. Link is in the show notes. That's withagency.com/realityTV. I really, truly feel like I was put on this earth, no joking, to solve a crime, to solve a mystery. Maybe it's a murder mystery. Maybe it's a kidnapping. Maybe I just find a clue along a walk one day and I contact the police and I'm the one who helps break the case. That's my hope anyhow, but I really think I am. I mean, I have found two abandoned bikes before and I contacted the non-emergency police. So you could call me Angela Lansbury if you want. I'm just putting that out there. One case in particular that has just haunted me. I was just thinking about it when I was spraying my doors the other day about how watching this episode of Unsolved Mysteries back when I was 9, 10, 11 has stayed with me so much so that every time I'm driving or I park somewhere, I'm looking for a white van that has no, like a conversion van that has no windows on the sides or the back because what I went back and found out, because again, this has been following me for years, it was the Tara Calico case. When this case happened back in the 80s, early 90s, I believe, there was a woman who parked next to a white van. And when she came back, the van was gone, but there was a photo on the ground. And the photo was two kids that looked like they were bound and gagged. Zooming in, you could see that there was a book that was right next to the girl, and they showed this picture to a missing girl's family, and that missing girl is Tara Calico, and they thought it could be her, but they weren't 100% sure. And the person who found the photo described this van, and the photo looked like it was taken inside of a white van, and ever since then, anytime I'm on the road, I'm always looking for that conversion van because I feel like I'm going to solve that freaking crime. Anyone else with me here? All right, as long as we're talking about crimes, one more that we must keep our eyes and ears open for, because I actually think this woman has a court date today on Wednesday. I'm talking about Jasmine Harden. She's the one who is in Belize, and she shot and killed the police superintendent, and his name was Henry, let me look at his last name, Jamot, J-A-M-M-O-T. This story is wild. She's a socialite. She's really rich. And her husband's name is, Michael Ashcroft. He comes from a ton of money. They're property developers, and they were building this big resort down in Belize, and they lived right next door to it. So she was out partying at the bar with Henry, who they were friends. And then next thing we know, they were down at the pier with each other, I guess just like enjoying a cocktail or something. And then the next morning, the end of the pier is all bloody. And she said that a boat came by and just randomly shot him and he fell in the water and she was all traumatized. But then once the police questioned her and they threatened her with a drug charge, then she said, oh, he took out his gun and I accidentally shot him. He landed on me. And so I had to push him off. And in pushing him off me to try to get up, he fell in the water. She hasn't said anything like he tried to assault me or anything as far as I know. But what is most wild to me is that, number one, this drug charge is in regards to some cocaine. And there's some family representatives that are saying she shouldn't be in jail or in prison. She just needs to have some rehab. She didn't mean to kill him. Like, let her out. Okay, I'm not going to get political here, but let's just say it were the other way around. If this black guy shot her on accident and he just needs some drug rehab, don't put him in prison because he killed her. Come on, please. Just because she's some blonde rich woman, we should just let her out because it was just an oopsie. She should be home with her husband and kids. That's what this family spokesperson said. Okay, whatever. The weirdest thing of all to me is that her husband, Michael Ashcroft, has not gone to see her in prison. He lives there. They live in Belize, and he has not gone to see her. So it's not as if it's a, you know, he had to get back to the States with his kids sort of thing. That is very telling to me. That you're not going to go visit your wife in a Belizean jail. You know, that's almost like a reverse of Amira and Andrew. I don't know how to speak Spanish. I can't come see you in the jail. Sorry. Very bizarre to me. All right. Now, next week, I know I want to get into some Real Housewives of New York because this season is crazy and throw in Heather. Yeah, mama. I know Puffy. Yikes, this latest episode. And I also want to get into whatever happened to Amy Schumer's clothing line. If you want to get a head start, just go ahead and Google it for yourself. What the hell happened to it? What's going on with it? And do you want to purchase the last three items on Saks Off Fifth for a whopping $7 when it used to be $168? Okay, we'll talk about that next week. For now, check out We Love to Hate Everything. We were going to put out a new episode this week, but the universe is crazy. And also, so are drivers, because Amanda was backing out of a driveway and a car rammed into her. It was a hit and run and she's all banged up and bruised. So send her your love and healing thoughts and prayers. She's okay. She's home, but obviously totally shaken up. But yeah, check out We Love to Hate Everything. It's free in your podcast app, so just go and search for it and it'll come right up. We are going to be back with Marriage Bootcamp and Seeking Sister Wife on We Love to Hate Everything on Patreon. And coming up on Total Request Podcast, we're going to be talking about The Masked Singer Season 2 in particular. And for our listener request, we are covering an episode of Smothered. I believe that's season 2, episode 1. So keep an eye and ear out for that. Check the show notes for all the easy links. And until next week, take care of yourself, get your vaccine, and stay salty.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.